Eileen.
Fish girls were just terrific. I mean, salt of the earth. I mean, they really are good. I mean, a spade's a spade. If they've got something to say, it's said, it's dealt with, end of story. But, I mean, hard-working girls, I mean, it was cold work. And, I mean, they're hot dips, you know, when they're cutting fish, they had their hot peel beside them to dip into their hands, and their hands were like sausages, puddings. I still think there's a lot of women in the fish industry here, although the fish industry is, it's on a decline, shall we say. Mm-hmm. But, no, I would say they're still fish women, aye, fish wives. Mm-hmm. Fish wives.
That's you weren't a fish wife. Yourself, right?
No, I didn't cut the fish, no. I used to just, I was stock control, so it was a different... we used to go across the fish house and pick up our invoices, and then we had to go to our own office. And I remember it was one day, the first time I'd ever seen a shark, it was a poor beagle shark, on a lorry, the back of a lorry, and the salesman obviously bought it at the fish market and then taken it back to the fish house. And I treated myself, I was just a young girl, I treated myself to a new coat. It was like a salmon pink coat. And some of the fish brie had run off the lorry onto my coat. And the smell just would not come out of that coat. And I never liked that coat again. I mean, I'd washed it, dry clean. I'd started off with dry cleaners. I'd washed it. And I never liked that coat again. Oh, I was really annoyed because it was a bonny colour. I liked it, you know. There were male filleters as well, and I mean, I remember they used to get the bones in their nails, and used to get poison with the bones, and they used to have to go to hospital and come back and get an injection, get the nail, the bone taken out. If the bone was stuck, get the bone pulled out. What a mess. I mean, that's just a hazard of the job. I never ever heard anybody cutting themselves. I mean, I used to take a bus to work, and used to come along Market Street, and there was a fish premises called Claybourne. Now, you always knew the Claybourne workers because they smelt. I mean, they dyed the fish, kippers and yellow fish and things like that. And the dye, their hands were bright yellow. I mean, you know what the nicotine stains are? Well, these were even brighter than the nicotine stains, and you always knew, and you could smell them, the smell of this dye in the fish. And also, they smoked the fish as well, so I suppose the chemicals that they were using to smoke the fish and the smoke hose. You knew the minute you sat down beside somebody, especially going home, it would stick to their hair, the smell would stick to their hair, and you say, fish worker, right away, you know? But I mean, they wore wellies, and I mean, I'm sure the back of their legs must have been marked with the wellies. I mean, they must have had rings around their legs with the wellies. But, no. No, they were salt of the earth, as I say. It was good fun.